the seven jewels of the Arya, shall we? We started with,
what did we start? Faith, ethics, learning, generosity, and yesterday we did integrity, and then integrity's companion, consideration for others, is the one we'll do today. So like I was saying yesterday, these two, integrity and consideration for others, are what manifest in the mind that help us to restrain from committing negative actions. Integrity, because we respect ourselves and we respect our own dharma practice, and consideration for others, because we respect others and care about their dharma practice and their welfare. And this is to emphasize consideration for others. It's so important because what we do affects other living beings, and this is what we do. What we do affects other living beings. And in my work with inmates, this is one of the big things that many of them realize, is that, oh, you know, other people are affected by my actions, and that's when their life really starts to turn around. So especially when we're a Dharma practitioner, and especially when we're a monastic and we're visible, then how we act, what we say, how we move, and all these kinds of things influence other people quite directly. And for better or worse, they may get an impression of the Dharma because of how we are. Now, of course, it's not fair for people to judge an entire religion on the behavior of one person, but they do sometimes. And so, especially if they're not Buddhist, if we are really being loud and obnoxious or, you know, not keeping our precepts well, then that can really turn somebody's mind completely away from the Dharma, which is extremely damaging to them, not only in this life, but for future lives. Whereas if we are acting kindly and considerate and so forth, then when we're out in public, or even here at the Abbey, when guests come, and also with each other, then it reinforces people's faith in the Dharma, because it shows them that it works and that there is an effect, and that Buddhists kind of are nice people. Yeah, and so it could, you know, what we do has a very, very powerful effect. I remember when Kristen from Montana came here with her family, and I was talking with her. She was about 11 at the time, and her brother was maybe 13, and I was talking with them in the kitchen. We were peeling apples. And she said, oh, the people at the Abbey are so nice. Yeah. I mean, that's what she knew as an 11-year-old. And so that really sat in her mind. And her mother said, you know, when she went back home, she would remember that. So, you know, our actions do affect others, and we don't want to damage anybody's faith or discourage anybody or make anybody cynical. So when we really care about others, then we use that to restrain ourselves from committing negative actions.